Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second, the catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting third, the shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Lump reaches second base with a double. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. Hauser moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field. Pilarczyk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pilarczyk. Seaborn scores. Posada moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Posada scores. Stevens moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pignatano moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Pignatano scores. Hauser moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hauser scores. Seaburn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Athletics. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Seaburn moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Causey reaches second base with a double. Seaburn scores. Posada moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Athletics. Don Larson now pitching. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pignatano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Athletics. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Causey. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Minoso scores. Sievers moves to third. Pilarczyk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Athletics. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Larson covering, for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Don Larson. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Esposito moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Esposito scores. Fox moves to second. It's 8-3, Athletics. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Smith reaches second base with a double. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pignatano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Pignatano reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hauser bunts towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Pignatano moves to third. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Darren Johnson. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Leo Posada. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.